This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Hello,
and Bridget,
hello.
We've got a special guest on the phone.
Yes, well, we've got the phone line going, and we're calling all the way out to New York today, and we have a special guest via phone, and her name is Barbara Lee. She is a spiritual director and author of a new book called God Isn't Finished With Me Yet. So welcome to Faith in Action, Barbara.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, and evidently you were out here in Indianapolis just not too long ago, I guess April 26th, and you were at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton for a day of reflection. So how did that go?
Oh, it went very well. I was astonished to discover that there were 92 people in attendance. And I'm told that they were in the age range between 50 and 90.
Oh, my.
A wonderfully prayerful and serious audience. They were so present, and at the end we had a Q&A, and they all asked, the people asked really intelligent questions, and I was so impressed with the parish, with their outreach, and with the spiritual intensity of the people. It was wonderful.
It is a beautiful parish, and it's a great place to have a venue. So I'm so glad that you were able to come out to Indiana. But I want to talk to you today about a little bit about what you talked about there. But first, let's start off with spiritual direction. You are a spiritual director. You have been for a couple years, or maybe longer than that. For our audience. Go ahead. For our audience, can you explain or define what spiritual direction is for Catholics?
Sure. I think the best description of spiritual direction is that it's a kind of mentorship in the spiritual life. The spiritual director's job is to help people have a better understanding of where God is present in their lives and how they respond to that presence, all with the objective of growing closer to God, deeper in the spiritual life. So direction is, in a sense, a misnomer, because we don't tell people what to do. We don't give direction as such, but our job is really a kind of creative listening in ways that help evoke for the directee what they are experiencing in the spiritual life.
Well, you have had quite a distinguished career. I'd love for you to share with our audience a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. I think that I am a good example of how God calls people to different things at different times in their lives. I graduated from law school in 1962, and I was first a practicing lawyer and then for 8 years a federal magistrate judge. I took early retirement, and for a few years I was mostly occupied taking care of my mother.
Okay.
And shortly after, my mother went home to heaven in May of 2000, and shortly after that, I got a call from the regional director of the Ignatian Volunteer Corps, who had my name from an earlier request for information, and at the earlier time, I couldn't do it because it's a commitment of 2 days a week, and I was driving back and forth from New York to Connecticut to arrange for my mother's care.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately after my mother's passing, the Holy Spirit moved her to call me to find out if I was still interested. So I am now just finishing my 19th year as an Ignatian volunteer, and I taught English at an immigrant services center for many years as my volunteer service. And then it was in the context of Ignatian volunteers work that I experienced the Holy Spirit moving me toward spiritual direction. And my first reaction was to laugh, go back, school when I'm in my 70s? That's hilarious. But, you know, the Holy Spirit does not easily take no for an answer.
Yep.
And I made a retreat in the spring of 2013 when it was clear to me that this is what God was calling me to do. So I spent 3 summers at the Creighton University Graduate School of Theology, where I was by far the oldest student. And I graduated in 2017, and I have been doing spiritual direction and giving retreats ever since. I hope that's not too long an answer.
No,
had a lot of different experiences in my life.
You have, and I think it's really great that you share all those, because when people hear other people's stories, they can kind of see maybe a parallel to their life, or a portion of that where you mentioned that God, you know, isn't finished with you yet, I guess.
Right.
It really can stir something in someone else's heart to think, well, maybe God isn't finished with me yet.
Exactly.
So how did you happen to write the book, God Isn't Finished With Me Yet? And I love that title. It's awesome.
Well, when I was studying, I realized that because I had this late call, it was so that I could minister to people in my age group who, incidentally, are really underserved spiritually. So in the course of my studies, I was always looking for ways to apply Ignatian principles to the problems that older people experience in decision-making and career changes and emptiness and so forth.
And can I interrupt you for a second? I want to ask you, what age group would you categorize older people? Because that's a relative term for, depending on where you're at in the spectrum.
It is. I don't like to use numbers.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're all aging from the day we're born, and some people are old, in quotation marks, in their 50s, and
true,
others are still doing vital work when they're 90. So I like to define it in terms of people who experience certain kinds of life changes.
Okay.
And some of the major ones are retirement,
mm-hmm,
the empty nest syndrome, losses such as widows and widowers, and also the losses that come with some of the diminishment that we experience in age as people have physical problems and so forth. So
okay,
those
good
are some of the major groups, and people know which one they fall into. I like the term older adults, because elderly and senior citizens have some negative connotations.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a number can be misleading.
No doubt. So how did you come up with the book?
Well, as I say, I was looking for ways to apply Ignatian spirituality to some of these problems that I've mentioned. And I wrote an article for America Magazine. They have a feature called Faith in Focus.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm familiar with it.
Early 2016, I wrote that article, and the publisher, Loyola Press, got in touch with me and said, would you like to expand this into a book?
Wow.
And I said, wow. So I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all grace. Believe me, it's all grace.
I totally understand. I totally understand. So how many people do you serve, I guess, in terms of spiritual direction? You have spiritual directees, right?
I do.
What? Talk about that a little
bit.
Currently,
I have 10.
Oh, okay.
I have been as high as 12, but two of my people recently have left the New York area, so I'm down to 10. And that's kind of a full slate, because I meet with people approximately once a month for a period of 45 minutes to an hour, and of course I have to do my own spiritual preparation to do this. So
mm-hmm,
but thank heaven I don't have a full-time job for pay, so I can do this on a schedule that meets people's schedules.
So I want to go back to the book topic.
Yeah.
What maybe could you talk a little bit about what you mean by God isn't finished with me yet, and maybe kind of go into some of the things that you wanted to express to people in that book, some of maybe the takeaways that they could get.
Okay. I mentioned earlier that God calls us in different ways at different times in our lives. And, you know, years ago, certainly before Vatican II, we had this idea that people had one vocation in life, mm-hmm. whether it was to be married or to be a priest or whatever, and that was it, and that was for life. And now we have a little different understanding that we're called to different things at different times. And I wanted older people, older adults, to be aware that just because they are retired or because the children have left home does not mean that God doesn't have ways of calling them to new things, new experiences, deeper experience of the spiritual life. So in the book, I have dealt with some of the major issues that I mentioned earlier, such as retirement and decision-making about, especially about downsizing. You know, many people after their children have left home have to decide whether to stay in a big house or to move somewhere or to make other decisions. And everybody has to deal with the diminishment that comes with age. None of us is the same physically when they're 70 as they were when they were 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I've discussed the major principles of Ignatian spirituality. For example, how to make decisions. Ignatius has a lot to say about a prayerful way to make major life decisions, and it's hard to summarize that in a couple of sentences as we speak here. It's two whole chapters.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. The people that's a little tease for if people want people want more details on how to kind of navigate those big decisions. And, you know, really we're talking about discernment, you know. And
yes,
and
exactly. Discernment is the key word. And at all the stages of our lives, at all the big changes in our lives, we need to ask God for the grace to discern what this means, where we're going, how to answer the call.
We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk with Barbara Lee and more about spiritual direction. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
For 15 years, Catholic Radio Indy has talked the talk. Now it's time for us to walk the walk, and you're invited to join us. On Sunday, May 19th, we'll be fielding a team of walkers for the Walking for Dreams 5K Run Walk on the Downtown Canal. Funds raised will support the mission of Catholic Radio Indy to convert the culture to Christ through radio. To sign up or for more information, go to walkingfordreams.org.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Has the weather this winter been getting you down? Let us help you look toward warmer weather and sunshine. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, May 21st for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. This year, we're moving to a great new course, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. It's not too early to get your foursome together. You can register online at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We rely on generous underwriting as well. If you're interested in underwriting or being a hole sponsor, call Valerie at 317-870-8400.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and Kent Blanford is in the studio with me, and we are talking via phone from New York, right? To Barbara Lee. She is a spiritual director and author. And before we took a break, we were talking about the idea of discernment. And it seems like, Barbara, in our culture that we do have a lot of people seeking, they're seeking answers, but it seems to me that they maybe are not looking in the right places. I mean, we're all restless until we rest in God. Isn't that St. Ignatius?
That's true, yes.
And so why is spiritual direction important at this time in our culture or church?
Okay, we live in a secular society, and Christians in particular, but religious people in general, are countercultural because we get all the wrong signals from the secular culture. And so we need all the help we can get.
Absolutely.
Deepening our spiritual life and growing in the spiritual life. You know, spiritual life doesn't stop when our religious education stops as teenagers or as college students. It goes on for all our lives. Now, spiritual direction prior to Vatican II was pretty much limited to priests and sisters. It was part of their formation. And in recent years, it has begun to be available to lay people who can also find that God is calling them in new ways. And certainly, talking about our prayer with a spiritual director, with someone who is listening with care and compassion, can really help us see where God is leading us and how we're being called to respond.
So how does someone find a spiritual director, and what kind of qualities should a person looking for a spiritual director, what kind of qualities should a person be looking for?
Okay, that's two questions, and they're both important. How you find a spiritual director varies in different parts of the country because resources are different. But in very general terms, the best place to start is at a retreat house, because even if the staff at the retreat house is small, they always have contacts and they can usually refer you to someone in your area. Another possibility is a Jesuit university or other Jesuit parish. Not because the Jesuits are the only ones. There mm-hmm. are certainly people with other traditions, but the Jesuits have such a huge ministry to spiritual direction that there's a good chance that somebody on the faculty of a university or on the staff of a Jesuit parish will know someone to be referred to. Kind of one other possibility is the parish priest who mm-hmm. may know someone, but you have to be a little careful with that because parish priests are trained in counseling, and spiritual direction is a little different from that. There are other resources in different parts of the country, but I don't want to get too specific. Now, the qualities to look for in a spiritual direction, that's a really important question, because doctors and lawyers and hairdressers have to have licenses to practice their profession, but anybody can hang out a shingle as a spiritual director. So the first thing you need to know is, what is this person's training or education?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people have a master's degree in spiritual direction. I have only a certificate because at my age, I don't need a master's degree. I'm not a teacher. But did the person study at a university or another institute that has a specific course in spiritual direction? If the person is vague about that or really doesn't have much to say, that's a red flag, because you want someone with academic training. Secondly, talk about how they conduct their sessions and what they expect. I have explained how in the Ignatian tradition we do most of the listening.
Mm-hmm.
There are some traditions where the spiritual director is a little more active in dialogue and in recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So again, talk about what the expectations are in both sides, on both sides. And thirdly, try it out for one or two sessions to see if it's a good fit. And if it isn't, there's nothing to be ashamed of or nothing to be angry about. Just ask God to point you in the right direction.
So the question I have for you next is, how did your spiritual directees find you, the spiritual director, in this particular case with you?
Well, in different ways. Some of them were referred by Jesuits that I know in New York City. I'm in a Jesuit parish, and I have a Jesuit spiritual director. So some of them were referred. And a few of them went to Loyola Press and asked them if they could get in touch with me. I have two people that I direct on Skype who are in other parts of the country.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was going to ask that question if you, all your people are local, but
most of my people are local, but I have two that I see on Skype. There's also a third source for me. I'm now a spiritual director for some of my fellow Ignatian volunteers. Spiritual direction is part of our program in Ignatian Volunteers, and it was through my experience of spiritual direction that I discerned my call. So some of the Ignatian Volunteers now come to me. So it's basically three different sources.
So how do you know if you should go to a spiritual director or maybe, do you understand my question? Who receives spiritual direction?
Okay, I think people have to seek it out. It's not something that we try to sell.
Mm-hmm.
People who have the general sense that they want to grow closer to God and that they need some help, they need some feedback. That's the word I have used all the time with my spiritual director. I say, you know, I know what's going on, but your feedback is really important to me. So if they're looking for something deeper and they think that they will benefit from sharing their spiritual journey with someone trained in helping them, that's about as general an answer as I can give because everyone's spiritual journey is different.
That makes sense. Now, could you make a distinction between counseling as in some people that want counseling, you know,
yes,
they have problems,
yes,
and or how do they know, how do you know, or how does a person know if they're really seeking counseling or spiritual direction? Because you know what I'm saying? People might come to you and really they're seeking counseling.
Right.
Can you make the distinction between counseling and spiritual direction? Because people might get those two mixed up and be seeking one when they really need the other.
Yeah, and they do overlap a little bit. Counseling has to do with identifying a problem and fixing it.
Okay.
So people who have psychological problems or medical problems, they can certainly pray about them, but the more immediate need is to get help for the problem. In the spiritual life, we have the general objective of growing closer to God and being more perceptive of the graces and so forth. So there isn't anything to fix as such. Sometimes God fixes the spiritual problem in the course of the prayers. Now, it's not unusual for people to be seeking both. I have had only one experience where a person came to me and I felt that she really needed counseling before she could benefit from spiritual direction. So I referred her to someone, and most spiritual directors are able to do that. Sometimes people can do counseling and spiritual direction at the same time. Again, individuals are different, but the trained spiritual director will usually know what to recommend.
We are getting close to running out of time. We've got a couple minutes left, so I want to ask two more questions.
Sure.
How has being a spiritual director impacted your life? I mean, faith life. We could probably do a whole show on that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's been so much grace to me. This was a late call. I never dreamed that I would be doing this, and I came to understand that the call was late because I had to experience being an older adult before I could minister to older adults. But I thank God every day for all the graces and the graces of companioning people who share their most intimate thoughts with me. It's all grace.
So for those who might be interested in learning more about you or getting a copy of your book, where can they get your book?
Okay, it's published by Loyola Press, and the title, as you mentioned, is God Isn't Finished With Me Yet, and it's available directly from the publisher, and it's also on Amazon, and the price is the same, whether you get it from the publisher or from Amazon. And there's a little more about my biography in the book, and, I think that's about it.
So if someone listening today was considering maybe getting spiritual direction, what advice would you or encouragement would you give them in terms of that?
Listen to the promptings of the Spirit. If you're thinking about doing it, it's probably because the Holy Spirit is prompting you to seek out that means of deepening your spiritual life.
Well, I hope people that have listened today have thought about this. The name of the show is Faith in Action, and I hope that anyone listening that is an older American or an older person might consider that God isn't finished with them yet either, right?
I couldn't say it better myself, Bridget. Thank you so much.
My guest today has been Barbara Lee. She is a spiritual director and author of God Isn't Finished With Me Yet. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. God bless you, Barbara.
The same to you. God bless you all. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.